Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of PG Electroplast Limited, hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. During this call, company may make certain forward-looking statements based on the current held beliefs of the management of the company, which are expressed in a good faith and in management opinion are reasonable. The forward-looking statements may involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties and other factors which may cause the actual results, financial condition, performance or achievements of the company or industry to differ materially from those in forward-looking. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Deepak Agarwal from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Thank you. Good afternoon all. On behalf of PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited, I welcome you all to PG Electroplast Limited Q1 FY23 earnings call. Today we have with us management represented by Mr. Vishal Gupta, Managing Director of Finance, and Mr. Pramod Gupta, Chief Financial Officer. Without taking much of time, I would like to hand over the floor to the management for their opening remarks. We'll open the floor for Q&A. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Deepak, and welcome everyone. Good evening. Thank you for sparing your valuable time and joining this call today. I'm joined on this call by Mr. Pramod Gupta, our Chief Financial Officer. We have already shared our results presentation earlier and hope you must have gone through it. First quarter of this financial year has been a significant landmark for our company. We have crossed 500 crore in revenue in a quarter for the first time, and we have also established ourselves as a reliable and capable partner in room AC business. Our washing machine business also hit a significant milestone as we sold over 100,000 units in a quarter. We have been manufacturing washing machines so far in Roorkee. However, new capacities are coming up in Noida. This expansion will double our capacities for washing machine by September end, and we are also developing more platforms and products for washing machines. We are very happy to share that washing machine business grew 271% for the quarter, and outlook for the growth remains very strong for rest of the year. For the AC business, this was our first season in ODM category, which went well for us. We have crossed 250 crore in revenues in the AC business in this quarter and supplied IDUs, ODUs and CBUs to total eight brands. The outlook and order book are very strong for the coming season of 2023, and the company has been able to gain significant new orders from existing and new clients. During the quarter, our R&D has developed, validated and launched successfully new ODM models and products for RACs, which are competitive as per the new BEE rating norms, and our solutions are getting good interest from our existing and new clients. Overall guidance is being maintained and has been reiterated in the release, and we are very confident of scaling all our businesses significantly in FY23. We are seeing very strong demand for our products and are preparing ourselves for very strong ramp up in the product business again in FY2023. We are budgeting over 120% growth over FY22 in our products business. For this year, all capacity expansion for our product businesses is on track, and with all critical machinery have been ordered and are on schedule. The new lines for washing machines should be ready by September end, and new RAC capacity expansion along with the controller assembly plant should come online by October end. We are also happy to inform everyone that our 1.5 megawatt solar power plant, which has been put on the rooftop of the new unit of CG Technoplast in Supa, has been successfully commissioned, and this plant will be capable of meeting 40% of our total peak monthly requirement of electricity. With this now, I will hand over the call to my colleague, Mr. Pramod Gupta, our CFO, to elaborate on the financials.
Hello and good evening, good afternoon everyone. I am sure all of you have seen the financials in details already. We had a very great scale up during the year, and our operations team has done excellent work. In our opinion, the sales crossed 500 crores. Coming to the margin, which I want to clarify here, that this quarter we have actually changed the accounting policy, and we will be taking the forex loss as a part of operational loss, and therefore this quarter we had a forex loss of 2.8 crores that has come in the other expenses versus last quarter gain of 34 lakhs. Apart from that, we also made a provision for 30 lakh rupees for ESOPs granted and 10 lakh rupees for the warranties in the product business. We are actually expecting improvement in the margin on a full year basis across most or all our business lines. And we think that in the Q3 and Q4, our margins should expand, given the fact that commodity prices have come kind of corrected and have started to moderate. And also the scale up and operating leverage benefits will start kicking in. Coming to the balance sheet, this quarter inventory has moderated and working capital cycle has normalized. On trailing 12 month basis, the working capital cycle now stands at 38 days. We have reduced our net debt by 49 crore during the quarter. With this, I would like to open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to all participants, to ask a question, you may press star and 1. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and 1. The first question is from the line of Deepak Agarwal with Philip Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and sir, congratulations on good set of numbers, sir. So just two bookkeeping questions. First, one is, what's our currently gross debt on the books as on Q1 FY23? And also, if you can help us with the broadly volume or broadly revenue for the product business, particularly for ACs, washing machine, and air coolers, and even for TVs for this quarter. That would be helpful. Thanks.
So, for the quarter, I'll just tell you, gross debt was 344 crores versus 387 last quarter. And there's a cash and equivalents of about 49 crores. So, net debt is 294.6 crores as of now. This same number was 343.8 crores last quarter. Coming to the numbers in volumes, I'll just give you a brief. Just give me a second. In washing machines, we did over 100,000 washing machines, close to just about 100,500 odd washing machines. In door units, we did almost 2,000 units. And outdoor units, indoor units were 2,52,000 and outdoor units were 73,000 you can take from me. On TV side, we had that TV numbers was about 11,500.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll be back in the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sharad Rati with Blue Square. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'd like to know on the incentives on the PLI scheme, have you accounted for the incentives in this current quarter, which I believe the other peer group companies have been doing, or is it only at the end of the year you'll be accounting for the incentives in your books? And if so, what would be the, can you quantify on the number, on the total amount of incentives under various state and your central government scheme, which you'll be taking care in the books?
For the PLI, we have not accounted anything in the, during this quarter, and we will not be accounting anything in this year also probably. We will be accounting only once our PLI claim is kind of validated by the project management agency, which in our case is IFCI, which will probably be happening in the next year, first quarter.
So how it will work, sir, it will work in the sense that we'll see this PLI, whatever benefit or incentive we have to get from the central government, after the closure of FY23, we'll make an application to IFCI, who is the project management agency appointed by DPIIT, Government of India. So we'll make an application to them. Once we get a sanction or an approval from them, only then I think we'll be taking that into our books of accounts. Financially, in our books of accounts, we won't be taking any provision for that in our FY23 balance sheet.
How much would be the quantum of this thing? Or is it
as per policy, the amount is 15 crores, and if we are able to meet those criteria which government has laid down in their policy, if we achieve those numbers, then the amount will be 15 crores, nothing less, nothing more than that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vipul Lamba with Lamba Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. As we've done 500 crores in this quarter itself, and you have given a guidance of 1800 crores for the whole year, and considering that generally our Q4 is where we do much more than in compared to other quarters, you want to relook at that guidance, or you think we'll overachieve it and continue with this?
See, there is a considerable amount of uncertainty because the commodity prices have been seeing very volatile times as of now. So we will review the guidance after the Q2 is over, and we will take into account the performance of Q1 and Q2 at that time. Although we do concur that yes, typically fourth quarter for us is very good, but please appreciate last year and this, even the first quarter, largely the higher revenues are also because the commodity prices are also very high. In most of the cases now, commodity prices have already corrected by 15% to 20% across most of the commodities. So that also we will need to take into account for the full year numbers. So accordingly, I think after Q2, the situation will become much more clearer. That time we will be reviewing the guidance, but we are very sure that even with this correction, 1,800 crore should be possible to do easily, and whatever margins that we have guided for, they should be achievable.
Okay. And for the AC business, how is the demand looking like for the current year? You know, as in the other competition is saying that is quite slowing down and the growth is not expecting much. How is your assessment on that?
Well, we are a new entrant, and we are very starting from a very small base, so we are seeing very strong demand outlook for ourselves. In fact, whatever capacity expansion we are doing, the demand from the existing and new customers that has been kind of committed or has been indicated by the customers till now is much, much more than even after doubling the capacity of from last year. And we will be actually post September, October, starting to say no to some of the clients, because we are probably like kind of filling our capacity on first come, first serve basis. So we think that demand as such, probably we are not the right representation for the industry. But in our case, whatever numbers we are trying to achieve, we think that the business opportunity for us is much bigger than what we intend to do.
Regarding the backward integration which you are doing, do you think that it, once it is done, it will have a positive impact on the overall margins also?
Yes, I think next year the AC margins should start looking slightly better, because now we will be in the coming season much more integrated, backward integrated, as well as the fact that since we have an experience of last year, and also now all the units will be operational from the beginning this season. Unlike last year, where we had some of the units got delayed and we were outsourcing some of the requirements. So those kind of challenges should not come, and that's why we are saying that margin should improve on a full year basis across all the businesses.
One last question. Any other new product we are planning to enter, new product line?
Right now, actually, for next 1.5 years, we are not actively contemplating entering any new product line as such. We want to scale up the existing businesses of washing machine, coolers, and AC, and we see a significant opportunity there. Also, TV business is scaling up well. So these three, four businesses on the product side, we think have a significant opportunity to scale up. And before taking a new challenge, we will probably be waiting for another year and try to make these business sizable and self-sufficient, so that we do not need to invest in each of them. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, washing machine business is already self-sufficient, and it is generating enough cash flows for the growth. Same thing, if it starts happening in AC and TV and cooler business, then we will look at the new product.
Okay. One last question regarding the QIP, with the amount you plan to raise. What is it, the existing projects we want to fund with that, or there are any other plans for that?
It is just an enabling provision. I don't foresee an immediate requirement for QIP, and in fact, there are some more PLIs, as well as a few more things which are in the mind of the government. I believe the government is contemplating about some of the bans as well as PLI. So for that, if those things fructify, then we will be doing a QIP. Otherwise, for the existing business and this year's business plan, we have tied up the bank funding, and we are very sure that internal accruals and bank funding will sail us through for this year. But this is an enabling provision, just in case if there is something new and big opportunity comes, we will not like to miss it for the lack of funds.
Got it. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pulkit Singhal with Dalmus Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And sorry for the background noise, if any. My understanding was that this quarter would have been, you would have seen a full utilization quarter compared to the previous quarter where your new plant was just coming up and ramping up. So I would have thought that this quarter should have seen much better margins and delivery versus the previous quarter. Where is my understanding a bit lower on this one? If you could clarify.
I'll try to answer this question. There are two, three reasons why margins are looking slightly lower than last quarter. One of them I explained that last quarter we were reporting margins excluding of Forex gain or loss, and Forex was going into the exceptional item. This quarter we have started taking that into account, and so because of which there is a swing versus last quarter of almost 3.1 crore. Because last quarter we had a gain which we have right now incorporated in the operational cost side, so it reduced the operational cost. This quarter we had a loss of 2.8 crores and therefore that hit us. Apart from that, there are two more reasons which I will try to explain. One is this quarter we had a much higher sales of outdoor units where our value addition and margins are slightly lower. And the third thing which actually hit us also was a very slow June month. So April and May were very good for us, and then June all of a sudden, because of the rain starting and also the market starting to slow because of the BE rating change which was announced in late May, the brands actually stopped manufacturing the old models and were looking to clear their existing inventory, so which led to a very slow June month, which led to a negative operating leverage for the month of June. So these are the two, three reasons because of which margin improvement is not fully visible, but come the season, which will probably be starting in December, we think that that time the margins will start improving significantly from here.
And if you could explain what is the reason for such a, 2.8 crore forex loss, how did this happen and whether this is something that we can see with INR depreciation even going ahead?
So what has happened is we do, and this is a common practice, is that when we import the goods from China, we open an LC, and then the LCs are typically 90 days or 120 days depending upon the time we want to foresee and generate the cash flow. And at the time of opening a LC, we assume a cost and will book the raw material at that price in our books. But LC get paid actually after 90 days or 120 days depending upon the tenure. And then whatever is the difference, that has to be accounted in the forex loss in the books, because cost of raw material you have already booked at the time of opening the LC and giving up PO, that is purchase order. And that is why this difference leads to a forex gain or a forex loss. This quarter we had a higher forex loss because there were several LCs which were opened in the month of January, February, March, and they were paid in the month of June, July, May, June and July, and therefore most of them have hit us, and that loss we have to take in this quarter. Yes, we are looking at working out solution with our banking partners to reduce this or minimize this, and also to somehow do some hedging which will involve some cost, but we are going to take that into account, and we are working towards that solution so that we are not having to have this forex loss again in the future.
Okay. And in terms of the product, in terms of the contribution of TV, is that going up also quarter on quarter, or is that probably lower?
TV will grow. This was the off season for TV. Now the season for the TV will begin now in the festival season and marriage season typically. And we think that we will be seeing a significant scale-up in the television business in the coming quarters. So for the full year, we have budgeted about 200 crores of television revenues versus 50 crores last year.
Okay. And your guidance for margin takes into account the adverse, I mean, impact that TV might have and all this forex related items as well, or?
I have taken all that into account, and I am very hopeful that we should be able to at least have 7% kind of a margin on a full year basis at the operational level, including the TV and also the forex hit in the first quarter.
And in terms of a customer contribution on the AC side, I mean, you mentioned about 8 brands are customers. So first question is, what is the kind of split? Like, what is the largest, how big is the largest customer, and how does it go for, you know, what are the top 3 shares within the ACs? And how many customers do you expect to end with by, say, the end of next year?
Last year, we serviced 8 customers, and in the total, in the whole of the season, and about 3 or 4 customers, 3 customers had an equal size but different kind of a product line that they were taking. One was taking full CBU and 2 were taking only indoor unit, and 1 was taking indoor plus outdoor. So that way it was, and they were quite equal in the size, in the sense that they were probably contributing about anywhere between 17% to 20% each. This will reduce going forward. We hope this number 8 will probably be crossing 12 to 13 or maybe more number next year, hopefully. And also, we will be probably be having much lesser concentration in terms of our dependence on single customer, maybe to the tune of 15% maximum, or maybe 15% to 17% to 18% maximum during the financial year.
Got it. Great. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may enter star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Deepak Agarwal with PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
So just one more, then extending the previous question on AC particularly. So how's the order book looking like in ACs for the upcoming season? I know slightly it's a slightly early to say, but just want to understand, have we acquired a couple of new customers, because last season was the first season our products in AC. So how's the response, and are we looking to acquire more customers in AC? And both solutions that we are providing in REC. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, Deepak ji, normally we don't give very customer-specific details, but we can tell you this thing very clearly, that we are ramping up our production capacities, and with the new expansion, our capacities will be on a monthly basis 200,000 indoor units and 100,000 outdoor units on a monthly basis. And we have been able to tie up many new brands, and we have already got confirmation of business from some of them. Some of them are in pipeline, and by middle of September, I think we will have very clear picture about the numbers, what we are targeting and what we are going to achieve. But let me tell you only one thing very clearly, the numbers are looking very, very encouraging. And the kind of capacities we are creating, we might have to work something so that we might be touching our 100% capacity utilization in the peak months. That kind of numbers we are looking at.
Got it. And so currently, what's our utilization level for washers and both in semi and automatic?
See, right now our utilization is around 100%. It's fully utilized. And the new capacity which is coming up in Greater Noida will become online in month of September. And it's a semi-automatic, typically is around 90% of our total sales, and fully automatic is only 10%. And in case of semi-automatic, we are creating 3 new platforms which will come online post this season. By month of October, they will be operational. And for that, we already have tied up with new customers, and they will become online also with us from the month of November onwards.
Thank you so much, sir. I'll circle back in the queue. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Deepak.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gopal Navandar with SBI Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity. Sir, I have a question on our gross margin. So the gross margin which we report is at 16%, and whereas, you know, the leader in the space is having a gross margin of 11%, what exactly is the difference and why it's so?
Actually, the comparison is probably not right, because we today have many segments apart from only the AC. AC is only 250 crores out of the total 535 crores of the total top line. That is one. Second thing is, last year was a very unusual year. Although nonetheless, I must admit that in AC, the gross margins are lower than our other businesses, which is plastic molding as well as the washing machine, etc. The reason being is there are many bought out components which are there where we get only handling charges. So the components which we are not making, for example, compressor or controller until last year, or maybe even the motors, the gross margin is only 3%, less than that actually in some time. So that is the reason why your overall gross margin is lower in the product, AC product business. And last year was unusual because commodity prices were at a peak, so the margins optically were looking lower. Nonetheless, I just want to highlight that the pure comparison is not right with the leader, because we have a little diversified portfolio where we do other products as well as other businesses where the margins on a gross level are slightly better.
And in the AC business, will it be more or less similar, or will it be better?
I think it will be more or less similar only. Nonetheless, they are also trying to get into components, so hopefully their gross margins will probably see some change on the upward side, and we are trying to do more of products also. So the numbers on the margins on the overall AC business will be similar.
In our case, as this segment growth will be faster than rest of the pack, in terms of gross margin, because of mix, it can further go down.
Gross margins can probably fall because the product business is generally having lesser margins, because there are many bought out components where you don't, as I explained earlier, you get only handling charges.
Right.
So, as till the time your backward integration is not to that extent and you are buying lot many components from outside, your gross margins will be will be lower basically. Now coming back to whether our gross margins will go up or down, it will also depend on the commodity prices. Actually, if you see in contract manufacturing, be it ODM or OEM business, the conception that people have is that we get some percentage margin is wrong. Actually, we get some fixed rupees or per unit for making that product. So same is the case in AC, same is the case in washing machine, and similar is the case in television also. So if the commodity price comes down, optically the margins will actually start looking better, and if the commodity price remain higher, the optically margins will start looking slightly lower.
Sure. And the second question is on the inventory with the older norms between us and the system, how it is, and how we are going to tackle that post these norm changes.
I didn't understand that. Can you
please? The rating changes has happened. What about the older BE inventory? How we are going to dispose of?
No, so most of the brands have already actually stopped manufacturing the old BE rating in June itself. So as soon as the rating date was announced, most of the brands slowed down the manufacturing of existing E-rating products, and now they are all developing or have developed the solutions for the new rating. And manufacturing will actually be taking for the new products only, or the new VE rating products only. And even in our case, we don't make anything till the time we have an order. So we also don't carry any of the old VE rating product with us, finished good product with us.
Okay. And usually at what point of the year we start negotiation for the next season? And considering the current commodity prices, what kind of decline per unit you see on the product?
See, normally the prices what we negotiate with our customers are on the basis of the quarterly averages. So there is always a pass-through. There might be some lag. So whatever pricing we finalize with our customers, so typically if November, December onwards the season starts, so the averages of October, September will be taken into account for the commodities. And as far as commodities are concerned, so there has been some downward trend, but this has been more or less offset by the higher dollar. So the you know, the unit prices, we are not seeing any major drop vis-a-vis last year.
Also, BEE rating has changed the requirement, and that is leading to some price increase of 3 to 4% on an overall basis in the existing product.
In some models, the price increase is maybe around 2%, but in some models, the price is increased around 4 to 5%, 3 to 4%.
This we are talking about at a price at our end or the retail price?
We are talking about the prices which are to be billed from our side, sir.
Okay. So, despite this steep decline, you're not expecting any big correction in the unit price?
Because of the dollar, no, sir.
Okay, got it. So, which all components we import? Because like copper, compressor, we have a lot of factories.
See, or indirectly, I think around half of our bill of material is being imported, sir. Maybe little
okay,
more than half.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, what I'm trying to say, directly or indirectly, around 60% of our bill of material is imported.
Sure. And last bit on PLI side, which all components we are putting capex, what is the quantum, and what is the threshold revenue target for FY23 for PLI capex?
We are the capex what we are doing, and for what we have already got approval from the Government of India is plastics, sheet metal, heat exchangers, cross flow fan, and RSE controller and motors. Right now we are putting up capacities for all the things except motors. For motors we are already looking for a technology partner, and the threshold limit for FY23 is 250 crores for the component sales. And if you try to roughly translate into finished goods sales, it comes out to be around 500 crore sales for FY23. If we are able to achieve that threshold, we will get that PLI benefit, and we don't see any challenge in meeting those figures, those targets.
Okay, and what is the capex required for this?
So the capex what we did in FY22 was eligible for a PLI. In terms of PLI, we have done a capex of around 90 crores, whereas we were supposed to do only 50 crores. And in this year also, we are supposed to do 50 crores. But in terms of PLI, our capex again will be around 70-80 crores. So cumulative, by end of FY23, we are supposed to do a capex of 100 crores as per PLI terms.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll be around 150 crores we'll be doing by end of FY23.
So I think you mentioned four categories for capex.
Plastic molding, heat metal, heat exchanger, cross flow fan, and RAC controller and motor. Total six.
Okay. And so these are like all separate PLIs or all are.
Sorry, this is a part of AC PLI only, sir.
The reason I'm asking is ki this revenue threshold is for all products put together, or it will be a separate threshold for every product?
All put together.
Okay. Sure. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Deep.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may enter star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia with ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of results. Wanted to ask you, with more of the players now moving to their own manufacturing, but setting up capacities for components, do we see that as our way going ahead, and that now we'll be more of a component player versus a CBU player in ACs?
So for next 2 years, the kind of business inquiries we are getting from our customers, so largely the capex what we are doing under PLI will be used for our in-house consumption. On the top of that, the whatever capex we are doing, those investments are fungible for other product categories also, like washing machine, refrigerators and other products, but we are already into. So whatever capex we are doing, we will be utilizing those machines for our in-house consumption and for making products for other, making components for other product categories also. And as and when there is a possibility of doing component business with the brands who are making ACs, we will be looking at that also. But we don't see as a major revenue stream for us in the future. Our focus is in-house consumption only.
Okay, sure. And so, would you have any idea for some of the segments, what would be our market share and how we see that scaling up over the next few years? Because I'll tell you why. For some of the other players, once a player gets very large part of a brand's order book, no brand wants to have too much dependence on a particular player. So then they would like a challenger, they would like second and third players to scale up. Are we seeing something similar?
Sir, we will not like to comment on the market share, and we can only tell you the kind of growth we are seeing and the kind of support we are getting from our customers. And we won't like to comment on that market share thing.
Market share and competition is something which we like to avoid. And I'll just say this, that business inquiries from all leading brands are huge, and we are seeing very good interest across the whole gamut of brands for supplying the ACs in the next season. We're already supplying to 8 seasons. We think easily this number will go to 12 to 13 in the next quarter, next year.
Sure. And sir, if this is a longer term question, if I had to ask, let's say 3 years down the line, which segments do we see ourselves being a real force in, and which segments are we really targeting? There might be some segments which we haven't entered in right now, which we might look to enter a little later. Are there any segments like that?
So let me tell you, for next at least 6 to 8 quarters or 4 to 6 quarters, whatever businesses we are into right now, we are ramping up those businesses, and the kind of growth we are looking at and the kind of bandwidth we have, we need to focus on these businesses. We need to focus our energies on that, and we intend to be at least become a very significant player in all the product categories we are currently in. 4 to 6 quarters later, or maybe if something very compelling comes up, as Mr. Pramod has already shared in the call earlier, that if something, some good opportunity comes up in the meanwhile, we definitely look at those opportunities. But right now, the company and the management is focusing for next 4 to 6 quarters on the product categories where we are already working.
Coming to the segments where we are strong, we are actually very strong right now in the semi-automatic washing machine. We are probably already the second largest ODM player there, and we are growing much faster than the market. In AC, basically our solutions are there in the split AC side only. We don't do window as of now. In the split AC, we give the whole gamut of whole range, starting from 0.8 ton to 2 ton, and the fixed speed as well as inverter. Also, basically all the star ratings included. So there we are seeing a good traction, and we continue to see our product that we have developed getting a very good market response, and we remain very confident that we should be able to easily achieve the numbers which we have guided.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Again, if you have a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia with ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
So just one more question. Blue Star recently announced that they are looking to provide ODM solutions for foreign markets, and they've been seeing a lot of traction along the same lines. Is that something we could also really scale up? Because even they are really ramping up capacity, and if we have already prior knowledge and expertise in this, is that something we could also see a gap significant? The reason why I'm asking this is because the number of players which are getting are applying for PLI, and someone like us who has such a strong foothold, technically we should be getting more of the incremental market share. Is that something which resonates?
See, exports is something which will happen from India. Right now the cost competitiveness is an issue vis-a-vis China. Once this PLI is there, and you know, after 2-3 years that we have those component players setting up their factories in India, like compressors, controllers and motors, once we have those, and copper and aluminium, we have those large capacities, then you know, our cost competitiveness will be much better, and we will be looking at exports. We are always keeping our eyes and ears open, and we are always looking at, you know, those opportunities. And right now, for next 4 quarters, we don't see much of those things happening in that direction. But definitely, we keep ourselves, you know, keep looking for all those opportunities.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Deepak Agarwal for closing comments.
Thanks everyone for joining this call, and thank you, Marilyn, for giving us the opportunity to host this call. Marilyn, you'd like to make any closing comments? Thanks.
We'd like to thank all the participants for the interest in the company, and that is all from our side. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.